Hello?
Yes, my name is Jameer. You left your number here with us at customer service to give you a call back. How may I help you today, ma'am?
Yeah, I have an unidentified charge from your business.
Okay, yes, ma'am. If you will, please provide me with your zip code, so I can get that account located for you.
It's 48224.
And may I have your first and last name, please, ma'am?
First name is Kathleen. Last name is Pillon, P as in Peter, Illon.
Okay, ma'am. So I was able to locate an account with that name on it. Could you verify the mailing address for security purposes?
91890 Haverhill, Detroit, Michigan, 48224.
Okay, yes, ma'am. And it looks like here on February 17th, you ordered a tactical bag.
Yes.
And that is, you paid the shipping and handling cost of $7.95. That got shipped out on February
Yep, I
22nd.
received that.
Yes, ma'am. And so, due to those terms and conditions where you ordered that bag from, on the 21st, you were charged $56.95. And that was for a membership to an online gadget store. And those are the people who actually provided that product.
There
And
was nothing about that in the article, in the order.
yes, ma'am. So, before you placed that order, those terms and conditions would have been located at the very bottom of that page.
Okay, I want out of this. I'm not paying this.
Okay, ma'am. So, I do know they give you a $125 gift card each month you enroll. It says here they should have emailed you regarding their
They haven't
factory
emailed me
direct store.
anything.
Okay, yes, ma'am. Give me one second. Okay, ma'am, before I get this account canceled for you, would there be anything else you would like for me to do to this account for you?
Not a thing.
Okay, yes, ma'am.
Just make it a little more obvious that this is what you're signing up for, especially when it's supposedly you're getting rewarded for filling out the survey.
Okay, ma'am, so we actually don't handle the websites or the products. We just handle the accounts. We are
Okay,
a
well,
third-party
that's what they're
call center.
doing. That's what they're doing. They have you fill out an online survey, and then
Mm-hmm.
they're going to give you this gift for filling out the online survey, which $7.95 for a tactical bag is cute, but $56 to join the company then and you're stuck with it? That's not right.
And just to be just to make sure I am correct, you did ask for a refund.
Yes.
Okay, ma'am. So regarding that refund, there is that is a valid charge, and so it looks like here I can get you a 35% discount on that charge if you would like, ma'am.
So that's the only way that you're going to help is by giving me a 35% discount on the charge?
Well, again, it is a valid charge, and they did provide with the information. And at the very top of those terms and conditions, it says that the buyer and seller are bound to that agreement when that order is placed. And
Okay.
I understand that it was at the very bottom of the page, and you may not have seen it. I do apologize about the inconvenience,
That's all right.
but
35% isn't going to do it, though. I'm
yes.
going to. I'll be disputing the transaction.
Okay, ma'am. So the bank is definitely going to contact us about these charges. And so what's going to happen is we're going to give them those same terms and conditions that
you,
I just got done reading.
That.
We're going to give them the shipping information, the IP address, and it's going to show that you got that product, and it's going to validate that charge. So what they're going to do there, they are going to give you that money, but then once the investigation starts, they are going to validate that charge, and they will take that money back. So if you want, ma'am,
we'll see who comes out, because this is not fair.
Ma'am, I understand that. So, ma'am,
it should have been told at the time that the product was even being ordered. It could have been. You could have told when I was ordering it.
Ma'am,
oh, by
again,
the way, we're going to charge you $60 to join our company for a year. But
okay,
nothing was mentioned at all whatsoever. And then you wait a day and a half, and then you hit my card with it.
Okay, ma'am.
That's not good business, no matter how you look at it.
Ma'am, I understand. And as a courtesy,
I know it's not you personally that's done this. But I'm just telling you, I'm fighting it now. So thank you very much for calling me back.
Ma'am, so I can get you that refund is what I was trying to tell you. So
you can give me a complete refund?
Yes, ma'am, because I can almost guarantee you that if you do that dispute process, we, again, won't be able to refund you ever. And I can almost guarantee, because I've had two customers call in today that already did the dispute process, and they are not able to receive their money. They said they did receive it, but the bank took it back. So, again, let me help you before you dispute those charges, because, yes, ma'am.
I'll still take my chances with the bank.
So you don't want a refund?
I want a complete refund. Are you going to give me a complete refund?
Yes, ma'am. I just explained it on that.
Okay, you're going to give me $56.95.
Yes, ma'am.
Then by all means, please. I would love to have a refund.
Yes, ma'am. Give me 1 second. Let me get this document in the refund process and this account canceled, and I'll be right back with the refund information and that cancellation number.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay, ma'am, I got that account canceled for you, and I issue you the refund. You should receive an email regarding the refund, and you should also see it in your account in the next 3 to 5 business days, and that will start on the 28th, which is Monday.
Okay.
And I have that cancellation number if you're ready for it, ma'am.
I'm ready.
Yes, ma'am. That number is C, as in cat, 259-038-132. And that number is confirming that this account has been canceled and that it's effective immediately.
All right, C, as in cat, 259-038-132.
Correct, yes, ma'am.
Okay.
And was that all I can do for you today, ma'am?
That's all you can do for me. You were even nice when I was getting irritated.
Yes,
and
ma'am.
I appreciate you hanging in there, even though I got upset.
Yes, ma'am. I completely understand your frustration, ma'am. And that was all. I thank you for calling customer service, and I hope you have a great day, ma'am.
Yep, you too.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.